All right. Good evening, everybody. Andrea, since we have quorum, can you take roll call for us, please?
Sure. Carradine. Carradine is absent. Cha.
Present.
Cha is present. Chambers.
Present.
Chambers present. Duncan.
Present.
Duncan present. Field.
Here.
Field present. Waishwell.
Present.
Did I say that right?
You did.
This time? Waishwell present.
It's my life. What can I say?
Knox is excused and Milton.
Present.
All right, we do have quorum. Thank you all.
So, can I get approval of the minutes from October 9th, 2024?
I move to accept.
Right. We have like three Chambers, Fields, and Wishwall. Did I say it correct?
Yes.
All right. That's the test. That's the test of the evening tonight. So we have a first and a second. All in favor? Accept. Right. Motion is approved. Can you please note that, Andrea? Next up, any disclosure or recusals at this time for any members? Seeing none, we will go on to item number one, early public comment. And Andrea, you said we have none, correct?
Correct. Chair, it looks like Cha has his hand raised. Was there a disclosure or is that just late hand raising?
I just forgot to lower it. Sorry about that.
All right. No problem. All right. It's cold out here, so I don't blame you for not lowering your hand. Probably got frozen up there. All right. So, any disclosure recusals at this time? Seeing none, like we said, we'll go to early public comment. And I don't think we have any, correct, Andrea?
That's correct. No one has registered to speak.
And then we have item number two, police reports. Who will be doing the police reports for us this evening?
Yes, that will be me. Captain Drescher can't be here tonight, so it is and I am Kelly Beckett. I'll be taking over her position in about a week. And so I'm just logging on and kind of learning the process for the PSRC for tonight. So bear with me because I'm not really sure what we do. She was supposed to be here, but I believe that we did add things to the agenda for you to view. I don't know if we can look at those. It should be an itemized list. I don't know, Andrea, if we can share a screen or no?
Let me see.
If not, I can just try to find them and read them off. I
I
have
have
them
it.
up here. I can just go. I can just do a quick summation if you'd like.
That'd be perfect.
Okay, great. So, items of significance since the last meeting. Unfortunately, we've had three fatality crashes in the city. And then last week, we had a homicide in the 1500 block of Troy Drive. Our violent crime unit has been investigating that, and they've made a few arrests, including the primary suspect. So that investigation is going along. Tragically, though, someone did lose their life. Again, in keeping kind of with updates, we're still working on our long-term strategic plan. And work groups are meeting now to move on to select phase three action items to make recommendations to the steering committee. And phase two action items are ongoing, and we're making progress towards those. Bit of good news for us, we recently graduated our 70th pre-service academy. 31 recruit officers are now in field training and evaluation, so they're out on the street. learning as much as they can, and they will be in field training until February, when that is our shift change. We just had shift pick for 2025. It's a big deal in our department. I'm sure Captain Drescher has talked to you about that before. 257 officers this year picked a beat for the city, they're excited to begin. And that, again, that's February 2nd. Now, command shift change is a little bit early, and that's December 22nd. So that's why you see Captain Drescher going to training, me going into her spot. And so there's a little bit of a shift in personnel that we just take some time to get used to before shift pick for everyone else starts in February. Or I'm sorry, shift change for everyone else starts in February. We had promotions. We had three promotions due to retirements. Kyle Dabbs, James Brown, and Sam Breyer will be assuming the rank of sergeant in February at shift change. And then we had a detective promotion, Corey Rondorf, due to a retirement. So just to let you know, the staffing report's on the website, and the chief's third quarter report to the Common Council is also on the website. So you can read those at your leisure. Whenever you read such fun things. And then just a little bit about me very quickly. I'll be starting my 20th year at MPD this year. I recently, I'm finishing up a stint as the West District Captain. And so I am familiar with High Alder Duncan. And I've had a really outstanding experience out there assisting our officers and the citizens of the West District. And I'm excited to try this new role. It's more of an administrative role than ones I've had before. And so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to serving on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions, comments, concerns? Alder Fields.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you and welcome, Kelly. I wanted to ask about those three fatality crashes, if you could share with us where those took place.
I'm sure Captain Drescher could. We just had one. We just had one 2 nights ago on the Beltline. We had one. I'll have to, if you give me a few moments, I can look them up. I'm drawing a blank right now. We did have a pedestrian fatality on the Beltline 2 nights ago. Someone walked into traffic and was struck. And then let me look up the other two while we're talking, and I can come back to you.
I know one of them was Stoughton Road and 30 over here on the east side.
Oh,
but that's
yes,
one
yes.
that I'm not
There
sure
was
of.
a, yeah, that happened very early in the morning. Somebody just going to work. Let me try to remember the next one. The next one, I'll come back. I'm sorry about that.
No worries at all. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And behalf of La Follette High School and 100 Black Men of Madison, I'd like to acknowledge MPD. This Sunday, we're doing a shop with a cop at Walmart, led by Captain Blackamore and Lieutenant Novisky, this Sunday at 9 o'clock. So we selected 10 residents from the Harmony and Meadowlands area, of which all of them are going to receive a $150 gift card to shop on that Sunday. And then surprisingly, Walmart just notified me today that they're going to match that with $1,000 for each family. So, I mean, not each family, but $1,000 more. So it's going to be a great time. So we appreciate the partnership.
That's amazing. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you. Then I could tell that she's working hard to get the information. So if you don't pull it up,
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. It'll come to me as soon as we stop talking about it.
No pressures. No pressures. It's too cold out there to have pressure. Any other questions, concerns at this time? And we can always come back. Next up, we have a report from the Madison Police Department and an update. I mean, not from Madison Police, but a report from the Fire Department and an update on the CARES by Chief Larson. Assistant Chief
Larson. Good evening. As far as CARES go, we're still compiling the end of the year data. But looking over the last 2 months, they're still averaging right around a little over 300 calls a month. So still extremely busy within the community. I believe last night at council, I don't know for sure, but I believe it got approved for the expansion into Sun Prairie. So that's going to create, again, a workload on those folks, but again, a really good program to have out there supporting some of the communities around us. At this time, we're still looking at just going with the three CARES teams. We'll see how that progress works going out into that community and supporting those people as well. Outside of CARES, we're going to be having 30 new recruits starting in January. So that'll be a big group for us. They'll spend some time at MATC going through ENT class and their firefighter 1 and 2. And then we'll get them back with us for about 8 to 9 weeks. And they should be in the field middle, first week of June, give or take. As far as significant calls go, it's been a pretty quiet November, December, which is good. And I apologize, Captain. I can't think of where that third accident was either. So I can't help you out. My apologies. But yeah, so it's been a quiet end of the year, which is good for fires, for the community. Other than that, we will have a couple of promotions coming up after the first of the year due to retirements in the rank of lieutenant and AE. Then we will have a division chief retiring. So we're currently going through a process now to determine who that candidate's going to be to replace our retiring division chief. Otherwise, that is all I have to report. I'll take any questions if anybody has any.
Any follow-up questions? And just as a little information tidbit, that music is not my music. I'm in the room next to the drill team that is practicing for next Friday's performance. I like R&B. Slow it down. Any questions for the assistant chief at this time? Seeing no questions, we will go on to item number 5, reports from the chair. All is going well here. Like I said, the biggest thing that I'm focusing on with support from like Alder Field and others is just building true community. We the 100 are working with starting at eventually at elementary school and working our way up to middle school and to high school with an emphasis on improving algebra and reading scores. It's sad to say that every year I have 5 to 10 students, which is way too many, graduate reading at a third or fourth grade reading level. And that is unacceptable. So you have my word, that's gonna be our focus. We're gonna be doing a lot of things in the community this summer, and then I will keep you updated with all that stuff. Next, any report from the auditors?
I can offer an update on a couple of items and Vice President Duncan should definitely chime in if I miss anything or misremember. So the Common Council, since our October 9th meeting, the last time this committee met, went through the city budget hearings process and adopted a capital budget and an operating budget for 2025. Last night was indeed the adoption of Madison's portion of the intergovernmental agreement with Sun Prairie for the expansion of the CARES program to serve Sun Prairie and be reimbursed by the city of Sun Prairie for that service. And the previous council meeting's agenda included accepting a report from the police chief with the results of the body-worn camera pilot study that was conducted on the north side. So that's in Legistar and linked from that agenda too, if anybody wants to take a look. But those are the items that come to mind that I thought would be of interest here, and happy to take any questions about those or other things too.
Some questions on Alder Phil's comments. All right, any other reports from any Alders at this time?
Alder Field did good, so I'm good on my end.
Assistant Chief Larson.
My apologies. I did have one additional note on ours that will be significant. Fire Station number 6 will be moving about the second week of January. to the town of Madison site, and MATC will be taking over on the actual fire station number 6. So that will be their new home for approximately the next 2 to 3 years, while the building of new station 6 is being accomplished on the south side there. So there really shouldn't be a significant impact with any sort of response times in that area. It'll still provide really solid coverage in that neighborhood, but we'll be moving to that location again about the second week of January. So apologize for forgetting that.
No problem. Thank you, sir. Any other comments at this time? Alders, anybody? I mean, this is going to be a quick meeting. I got to look at Vice President Alderman Duncan. He looks so professional up there. Looks like he's in D.C. somewhere.
It's a picture of our city.
Oh, it's so formal. Miss, because I'm practicing on saying your name, Miss Washwell.
Yes, I don't have more information. I heard a story on NPR yesterday about some event in Madison where perpetrators were caught with guns they downloaded from the, you know, they were guns that were, or handguns that were created on a 3D printer. I'm pretty sure that was in Madison. Did anybody hear that story? No? Okay. Well, I just wondered. Okay. I heard half the story, and I thought it was in Milwaukee or Madison news station.
It might have been. We do get intel that those are being created, but I haven't heard any specifically in Madison being located.
Okay.
That's a segue to the next one for future agenda items. The only thing I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, is I think the body-worn cameras was coming back up again.
Yeah, my learning curve is going to be steep but steady in this role. And I'm not really sure when those will be revisited. I'm just still learning about that, but yeah, I'm assuming that discussion will continue.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Any other thing for future agenda items? I'm sorry, long day. Seeing none, we'll go to the final one, adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Vincent first. Can I get a second? Alder and Washwell. I love saying that name now. That's going to be my new routine. All in favor? Anybody not in favor? I think we got a motion to adjourn. Everybody have a safe and happy holidays. Stay warm tonight and tomorrow, though. Told my wife, I'm only taking the dog.